A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Ksubas 101b. Pagination is 202. Towards the bottom of the page, the new perek with the new Mishnah, which starts Hanosei, the 12th perek of Ksubas. Hanosei is a isha. A person marries a woman, and at the time of the marriage, contract is drawn up with different obligations that the man obligates himself with, and they make a kinyan. Uposka imo kidei shayazin esbita chameh shanim. And one of the things that is written up in this contract, and they make a kinyan on, is that he's obligating himself to support her daughter for 5 years. This daughter is from a previous marriage, and the age of the daughter is not really our concern here. The daughter could be significantly older than some of the children that we've encountered in the Masechta. He's obligating himself if the child's a teenager, but that's what he's obligating. He's obligating for the next 5 years to provide the food for the child. Chayiv lezona chameshanim. So he's going to be bound to supporting the child for 5 years. Interestingly, when such obligations occur as a result of the ksuba, takonas chachamim, the rabbis imposed, so then there's an exchange where he supports her, and her ma'asa yadayim, her activity earnings, goes to him. In this case, this is not a regular tanai ksuba imposed by rabbinic legislation. This is an obligation that he's taking upon himself, and therefore, in this case, the girl would keep her ma'asa yadayim unless some structure deal was made. But a simple case, he's obligating himself, and there is no classic exchange on behalf of this obligation. This is an obligation that the mother negotiated when she got married. Nises la'acher. What gets very interesting is that if she now marries somebody else, meaning she was divorced from the first husband, and she's now marrying somebody else, and she makes the same deal with him. Upaski imo kedei sheyazin esbita chameshanim. She makes sure that the second husband also has this deal that he's going to support the daughter for 5 years. So chayiv lezona chameshanim. He's going to be obligated to support her for 5 years. We realize that this is not simply that we're making sure that the daughter is supported. This is an actual chov, a financial obligation that the person is placing on himself. And the result, as we'll see, is that if she is being supported with food from a different source, he's still going to be obligated in this financial obligation that he has accepted upon himself regarding the daughter. For example, Lo Yomer Harishon, the first husband that now divorced the mother, cannot say, L'cheshetovo etzli. If the mother would be over here, and the daughter would be with her, Azona, then I'll give them food. I'll give the daughter food. Elamolich lo mezono sel lemakom ima. Rather, he has to provide the food, as he agreed, for a full 5 years, because that was the deal. V'chein lo yomru sheneyem. Likewise, the two husbands can't recognize each other's obligation and therefore say, Harei anu zanen osa ke'echad. We're going to simply V'chein lo yomru sheneyem. Likewise, this is an obligation that's upon them, a financial obligation, and the two husbands, the first one, no longer the husband, and the second one, who's the current husband, they cannot say, Harei anu zanim osa ke'echad, will both send her food. Elo echad zanav echad nosen la demei mezonos. It's not sensible to send her food from both of them. She only has one stomach, so to speak. And therefore, it really, in its essence, is a financial obligation. And therefore, one of them will provide food and one of them will provide her with money to redeem his financial obligation of the 5 years described over here in this deal. Very interesting that in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Yud Dalet and Evan Ezer, Siftes, the way it's described is Shetivchar, she has the right to choose who she wants should be giving the food, and who she wants should be giving the money is going to be the other person. It's a little bit like sometimes children who are playing at someone's house call home to find out what they're serving for supper before they decide if they're staying for supper by their play date. So over here, she's going to have the choice to decide who she wants food from, and the other one is going to provide money. Nises, if now she's divorced from the second husband as well, and she marries a different person, so habal nosin la mezonos, depending on the age of the child could very well be getting food from the current husband, and therefore the first two husbands who accepted a five-year obligation are going to provide the child with money, the amount of the food, but they're not actually going to provide food because she's already provided for. Mesu, if the husband who accepted such an obligation died, binosehen, the children of the marriage, nizonas minachasam bnei chorin, they're going to be supported from cash. Vehi nizonas minachasam mishubadim. But this daughter who was brought into the marriage and got this obligation documented, she's going to be able to collect from real estate as a lien. Mipneshi kibalas chov, because she is in the same category as him owing a debt to somebody, a milva bishtar, through a document, and therefore she's being dealt with very differently, because ultimately this is viewed as a debt between the husband who made the agreement and her, the daughter. Continuing in this vein of thought, the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Yudalid writes, Im ha'em patru milazona, if the mother absolves the husband from supporting the child, ein hapitur klum, that absolvement is meaningless, because the deal ultimately is not with the mother. The mother negotiated the deal, but the deal is with the child, and it's only if the child would forgive, if the child is of age to forgive, that such an absolvement would be effective. The Taz brings a fascinating consideration that if a parent makes a shidduch for a child, and then the parent, in consultation with the chassan, decides that they want to nullify the shidduch, but the girl still wants, the Taz considers the possibility that if, for example, a kinyan was made, that the deal between the chassan and the family is not really between the chassan and the father. The father may have been the one to negotiate the shidduch, but ultimately the deal is with the kala. And therefore, without getting a pitur from the kala, the chassan really cannot nullify the deal. Again, the concept that even though the parent may negotiate the deal may very well be the ownership of the child. The Mishnah therefore concludes with what is the solution in such cases, a person is getting married. Right now, everything looks good. He's willing to accept an obligation of 5 years for the child. But if things don't work out, he doesn't really want to be obligated to be paying what is in effect child support for someone else's child for a marriage that's no longer in effect. So hapikchim, the wise people who foresee this possibility, hayukosvim, they would write into this document where they accept whatever obligations they're accepting, almanasha ezen esbitcha chamesh shanim kol zaman sha'at imi, on condition that I provide for the daughter for 5 years, provided that you're married to me. And like this, if it doesn't work out, he would not still be obligated on an ongoing basis to fulfill that obligation. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.